he is also the most intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he, if he doesn't know the Nityananda Siddhanta Tattva, then nobody else will know. So, therefore, he's summarizing in that verse that may Nityananda Prabhu be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarshan Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Kshiradakshai Vishnu, as well as Shesha, are expansions and expansions of his expansions. The name, the same Nityananda Prabhu is none other than Balaram. A similar, you'll find that Kaviraj Goswami is following the footsteps of Vrindavan Das Thakur and beginning of Chaitanya Bhagavat. He has established also, first thing, he is establishing the position of Nityananda Swarup, direct expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In many places in the Leela pastimes, you'll find that Lord Chaitanya specifically says, especially I was just reading it, when he came to Raghava Pandit's house, Raghava Pandit was a great devotee. Lord Chaitanya came there and he said, Raghava, I want to tell you something here. Let me tell you something. Nityananda is not different from me. Try to understand me. Not different from me. In all respects, please understand this. Nityananda himself, he says that he is a puppet, simply acting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada goes out of his way to explain in Chaitanya Charitamrita that although Nityananda Prabhu was coming every year with the devotees from Bengal and staying 4 months, they all used to stay. But after a few years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him aside, and only they understood what they were saying, but people understood, the devotees understood afterwards. He instructed him, you go to Bengal, you can do what I cannot do, deliver the whole Bengal. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says that although he mentioned specifically the Rajasthanis, he said Gujaratis and Rajasthanis, they think Bengalis are pretty cool. But actually they are, Bhakti Siddhanta says, mostly they are just fools and rascals. So Nityananda had to go there and deliver them. I don't know why he mentioned Gujaratis and Rajasthanis, but he did. But as far as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was concerned, he was staying there on the order of his mother. It is also said that he also felt that Nityananda was most equipped to go there. So when Lord Nityananda went first time from Jagannath Puri, he was given so many associates. He had so many followers, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appointed Chaitanya Das and Ram Das and Gadadhar Das, not Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Das. And so many associates, intimate associates, were traveling with Nityananda. They were going in a very quickly, in a way. It said they could sometimes cover 8 miles in a day, like that. But they would often be so intoxicated by prema that they would not go the right way. They were searching for the Ganga. They would go off like 20 miles this way, that way, and ask somebody, so we are come to the Ganga? No, no. People would laugh. What are you saying? How are you coming to the Ganga? You are already 4 hours, 6 hours wrong. You have to go back that way. But sometimes they were exhibiting, all the time, exhibiting so many ecstatic symptoms like this. Gadadhar, in the mood, he wasn't dressed like a gopi or Radharani, but in the mood, Radha Bhav, he would sometimes take a pot on his head and say, someone wants to buy some yogurt? Someone wants to buy yogurt? And Ram Das would stand sometimes for 9 hours playing flute of Krishna, standing, not, but this is not what we understand, the Saki Beki or Gauranga Nagari mood of Sahajya, but they're actually in the mood, fully in the mood, not dressed like gopis, but, so, different people were traveling along with Nityananda. No one experienced any hunger. In the association of Nityananda, sometimes he would fall in a village in ecstatic, and the ground was shaking. If Nityananda Prabhu would glance on someone, they would fall into ecstatic trance and also fall on the ground. So they finally came to Panihati. And there in Panihati, Nityananda performed kirtan for 3 months straight, 12 weeks. There were boys there, young boys. Young boys usually get hungry. They would not even think about eating. It is said most of them didn't even eat or drink for 3 months. So we can't really understand how it's possible. But by Nityananda's glance, it's possible. Sometimes there was Morari. He would wrestle with tigers. He would stay in the water for 2 days, like a stone, unaffected. This was the result. Of course, we cannot experience directly right now, but by reading it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is fully embodied in Nityananda. Nitaya Karuna Hobe, Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. If we want to attain Krishna, Prabhupada sings all these songs. Radha Krishna, we're very interested. Prabhupada said, everyone wants to attain Radha Krishna. But without that mercy, like in this song we just sang of Nityananda, we cannot attain Nitaya Karuna Hobe, Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. Karuna, the merciful glance of Nityananda. His here in this some of these verses, when Kaviraj Goswami first started to go to Vrindavan, what was the reason? It was all the mercy of Nityananda. He had a dream, a transcendental dream. He should immediately go. What happened was one day that Mini Ketan Ram, a great, great devotee of Nityananda, came there. But people didn't give him so much respect, and especially the brother of Kaviraj Goswami. He didn't give. So Kaviraj Goswami, he became very angry with his brother, chastised him. He said, why you don't give respect to Mini Ketan Ram? It seems like you are just like a second Romaharshan Sutta, did not give respect to Balaram. This is like Arda Kukuti Nyaya. So Arda Kukuti Nyaya means accepting half hen. You want to accept Lord Chaitanya, but you can't accept Nityananda. So this pastime is so important to instruct us how the importance of Nityananda. And he said his brother actually fell down from bhakti after that by disrespecting even, not only Nityananda, didn't directly disrespect Nityananda even, but didn't respect Mini Ketan Ram, a great disciple, follower. He was a follower of Nityananda Ram. And so that night, Krishnas Kaviraj had one ecstatic dream. He saw Balaram, or he saw Nityananda appearing in a blackish, effulgent form. He had many associates playing wonderful instruments, cowherd boys. It's not clear whether he's Balaram, whether he's Nityananda, whether he's Krishna. It sounds like a combination if you hear it. But in that dream, he knew that it was Nityananda. He instructed him that you go to Vrindavan. He left immediately. He woke up. It was a little light outside. It was morning. And he immediately left. Like sometimes we make a plan, you know, we have to go to Vrindavan, we have to go to Mayapur. We plan like 3 months ahead, at least 2 weeks, or your flight will be very expensive anyway. Go to Vrindavan. But he left immediately. Of course, he had to walk. It takes many weeks. He got out of that place. He felt that Nityananda was blessing him. Chaitanya and Nitai were blessing him because of his, because he chastised his brother for disrespecting Nityananda. So Nityananda said, you go immediately. So therefore he wrote so many shlokas. I can read some of them. Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Nityananda Ram, Jaha Kripate Paino, Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Kripamai, Jahoite Paino, Rupa Sanatana Shoy. Here he's simply glorifying Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Nityananda Ram, Jaha. By his mercy, Painu Vrindavana Dham. I have gotten Vrindavana Dham. Of course, this was many years later that he wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was very old by that time. he had heard directly from Raghunath Das all the pastimes that Raghunath Das knew, that he heard directly. Of course, they were great, great. I mean, it would be minimal to say geniuses. They knew the whole thing. All the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were heard, were witnessed by Raghunath Das, and he was speaking directly every day, 3 hours or something. And they were hearing Rupa, Sanatana, and Kaviraj Goswami was also there to hear it, ecstatic pastime. Jaya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Kripa Maya. Kripa Maya means he is the full-fledged Kripa, mercy, Nityananda. Full of mercy in every way. Jaha Hoite Paino Rupa Sanatana Shraya. He says, and due to his mercy, I have gotten the ashraya, the shelter of Rupa and Sanatana. Or he wouldn't have gone to Vrindavan. Nityananda directly told. Therefore, he was in association with Rupa and Sanatana. Kripam Budi Yas Tamaham Prabhadye. Jahoite Painu Raghunath Mahashaya. Jahoite Painu Shiv Sarupa Shraya. And then again, he's saying he's getting the mercy of Raghunath Mahashaya, the great Raghunath Das Goswami. Jayanay Nityananda Charanaravinda. Jahoite Painu Shri Radha Govinda. And we know that Radha Govinda gave full mercy to Kaviraj Goswami. The garland dropped and he was able to compose Chaitanya Charitamrita for our mercy, for our betterment. Otherwise, where would we be now without Chaitanya Charitamrita? So without the mercy of Nityananda, Raghunath Das, he also would not achieve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He met with Lord Chaitanya when he was just a young teenager. He was very wealthy, Raghunath Das. He was, even Lord Chaitanya said, Raghunath Das has the, I think it was Lord Chaitanya said that, just like Indra, so wealthy, his father and his uncle, but they were keeping him locked up. Don't run off to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They gave him one beautiful wife, everything he had. But one day he met with Sri Nityananda, came to Panihati. Has anyone been to Panihati and seen the banyan tree? Of course. I went there, I think in 77, 78. It was so hot that day. I don't know if it's always hot. Sweating like anything. Everybody, and usually I don't sweat that much. It was 120 or something. And so much humidity. People were in the Ganga. You couldn't tell whether they were sweating or just wet from Ganga. So, and everyone is just chanting Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat there. And so the Chiradahi feast was going on. Actually, Raghunath Das snuck off to see Nityananda, and he was just paying his obeisances at some distance. Then one of Nityananda's associates sitting said, there's Raghunath Das. He's hiding like a thief. Nityananda said, yes, he's a thief. So he grabbed him there and he forcefully put his feet on Raghunath's head. He said, since you're like a thief, I will punish you now. His punishment was very ecstatic because he was so wealthy. He said, I want you to feed everybody. So that feeding was going on in a big time way, actually. He said, feed them all Chiradahi. So not only he took the flat rice, they call it chip rice, flat rice, and soaking it in all these pots in yogurt. And then half of that was taken. We all know. But it was wonderful to hear it again. Half of that was taken and put in condensed milk kheer. And bananas were cut. Especially in the kheer preparation, the sweet little bananas were given, cut. And sugar was put. Raghunath Das, he bought up everything in the Panihati. So he sent his men out. Of course he had men. He was very wealthy. He sent them to other villages. They bought all their stuff. And more people were coming there. This is all the mercy of Nityananda. Everyone taking Of course, intimate associates were sitting on the platform under the big banyan tree, and others were sitting down. Finally, no one could find anywhere. They had to sit in the Ganga. And not only that, other shopkeepers got word from distant places. They were coming with all kinds of cooked food and boga and bringing it and offering, and it became a big festival. Kotuki. Nityananda's pastimes are very funny also. And when Raghava Pandit came there, he had prepared, or was preparing, a huge feast in his house, which is right there. His house is not far. And he said, "What's going on here? Don't you, while you're eating like this, you're going to be stuffed. How you can eat my feast?" And Nityananda was laughing. He said, "Are you serious? I can eat your feast. I am a coward boy. We're all coward boys here. All we do is take prasad on the banks of Jamuna. And we chant and we play all the time. You think we can't eat your feast? That's no problem." And in the evening, Nityananda, and they all went there. Actually, Raghunath Das had so much gold he gave to Raghava Pandit. He said, "As you see fit, here's 100 gold coins." And something like 7 tolas of gold, so much gold. "You divide it and give, you know, whoever's the most advanced person." And of course, most of them didn't have gold. Don't tell Nityananda about that. But he gave the gold. And so much gold he distributed. Actually, Nityananda himself, he attracted this type of... After he came back to Bengal, we were speaking, and Lord Chaitanya sent him. That Lochan Das talks about it. Nittai gunamani, nittai gunamani. Oilo Gauradesh, he says, he sent him there to Gauradesh, which is Bengal. But when he came to Saptagram. In Saptagram, there are many gold wallahs, jewel merchants, gold. They all became attracted to Nityananda. I mean, ordinarily they would be very materialistic. So they gave Nityananda so many things. Nityananda was dressed in blue, but he had also white, yellow, many turbans on his head with different types of necklaces, like rubies and emeralds, pearl necklaces and arms. And later on, one dacoit, and this guy was easily as bad as Jagai Madai. He had a whole band of dacoits, 5 or 6 anyway. This guy was also a brahmana before, but he was such a demoniac. He was a murderer. So he was seeing on the road, "Oh, this Nityananda, look at that. My God, we got to get this stuff." So he got some guys. They all had like 8 or 10 weapons, 5 or 6 weapons each. I mean, these were dangerous dacoits. I mean, bad guys. So they decided they were all saying, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to get this." Nasty rascals. I mean, terrible. And so Nityananda Prabhu was staying in the house of one Brahmin, a very simple Brahmin. He didn't have any opulence. Hiranya. His name is Gold, but he had not too much. So one night, these dacoits, they planned ahead, and they were worshipping, you know, Bhadrakali and Chandi, you know, all these demigoddesses, and offering all kinds of animals, and praying, "Oh, yeah, get all this wealth of Nityananda." It was so bedazzling that the dacoits wanted this. Well, they would, and they were murderers. I mean, they would kill anybody. I'm sure they would try to kill Nityananda. You can't doubt when you hear about them. Cutthroats. So the first night they were waiting outside the house. They were very close to the house, practically in the courtyard. But somehow or other, Nityananda Prabhu, by his mercy, they all fell asleep. So they woke up in the morning, and it was light. "Oh, what are we doing here? What happened?" They're screaming and beating each other. "Your father's sleeping. We didn't get anything now. What's the matter with you?" He said, "Okay, don't blame each other. It's easy. We can come back another time. If something happened, we don't know what happened. We fell asleep. We're tired, you know. Maybe we're just over. We didn't take our meds." It sounded like they needed meds too. So they planned another night. Then that night they came back a second time. They're waiting a little further distance. somehow or other, they saw these huge guards, these chokidar or soldiers. They looked like they came from another planet. They were a lot like 7 feet tall, and they were fully armed with huge garlands, beautiful, just like demigods. Big Vajayanti, huge garlands down to their knees, and just walking back and forth. And these guys were thinking, well, this Nityananda, I don't know about this guy. He must have, I mean, he's a rich guy, and maybe has an army that came. They didn't think that they would just manifest like that spontaneously. They were thinking, some guy's visiting, and he has his guards there, but that's no problem. This is how the Maya is covering us all. There's no problem. We'll come back again. So a third time they came back, this time, he said, oh, we got to kill more animals and offer them, bloody animals. This is what they do. I mean, still they're doing. Even the dacoits, the ordinary people in Bengal are doing, all over India, especially Bengal and Durga Puja, like that. Jagadatri, they're offering animals, killing them. So many goats, cutting their throat. They think this is the way they'll become happy. Ah, very nice. Killing. So this time they came back, and somehow or other, it was Lord Indra himself directly, a huge cataclysmic rain just covered them, and they fell in trenches and ditches. They were bitten by leeches and every type of insect, mosquito. Some of them fell, breaking their arms. They were crying in pain. Not a nice picture for these poor dacoits. But within the heart, especially of the chief dacoit, he started to think, wait a minute. Nityananda can't be an ordinary person. It's not possible. This is the third time we came here. And now this. So within, from the heart, Nityananda gave him the realization. He ran into the house, rolling on the floor, crying and offering prayers to Lord Nityananda. Nityananda was sitting like this in Virasan, like powerful, super. And when the dacoit came rolling, and the Nityananda Prabhu's associates were there, they were saying, wow, look at this guy. I mean, he looked probably like a heavy dacoit too, scruffy, mean, He was offering so many prayers. Jai, jai, trahi, trahi, save me. He was raising his arm, baho tuli, like this, please save me. Rolling on the ground. And Nityananda was glancing at him, and he was just rolling in ecstasy after a while, offering so many prayers. Actually, I could read some of the prayers. I have the book. Does anybody want to hear?
Yes.
It's in chapter 5, Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's a lot of nectar in chapter 5. And 6, I think, too. It's all Nityananda. If we have time, we can read some more of that. Okay, so. Anyway, it's okay. Here it says, I'll start with this part. At that time, mischievous Indra, Kotuki, used the same word as used for Nityananda. Kotuki, very tricky, very funny. You won't know what Nityananda's up to. Sometimes, Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when they were in Puri, Lord Chaitanya, Srup Damodar also, they would go incognito. I mean, sometimes, Lord Chaitanya, you go out, you hear thousands of people in Puri following him when he's going on the road to Ramakali. Lakhs of people, hundreds, thousands, koti. No one knows how many. Millions are following. But other times, just like sometimes Lord Chaitanya can appear laughing, next moment he's crying, his limbs shrink in, they go out. No one can say what. So sometimes he can also be completely incognito, and maybe put a chadar on his head and go into the Puri temple, no one will even know he's going there. So they're very tricky. First, the dacoit suffered bites of leeches and insects. Then they suffered further from the great rainstorm. Hail fell on them. Sometimes we hear about hail like baseballs, you know. You can imagine. They're getting whacked big time. We're hearing about yesterday Varaha fighting, and there was a storm of like that was the caused by the Hiranyaksha. Just like machine guns, Prabhupada translated it. Like coming, bah, bah. Just imagine getting hit by hail or stones, but it could hurt. Especially coming like a machine gun, it's very rapid fire. But they didn't die. They simply floated in an ocean of misery. Dukira Sagare, Bases Dukira Sagare. You know, in the songs of Lochan Das, he said, they're Dina Hino, they're floating in Bashailo, they're floating, the low, wretched people, even they're floating in this ocean of prema. But here it says, these guys are floating in an ocean of misery. Then a lightning bolt struck. I mean, how many people have been in the house, you get hit by a lightning bolt right next to your house? I mean, your heart, like, and people die. They get hit by lightning, boom, knocks out the whole city, if it wants to. They forgot themselves, and they were completely unconscious this time, the dacoits. The word is Maha Jung Jana. It's a big Maha lightning bolt. Maha Brishti Dashu Gan Bije Nirantar Maha Shite Shobha Kampita Kalebar. Because of the heavy rain, the dacoits were completely soaked. They began to shiver from extreme cold. Anda hai hayache kichu na pai dekite mare dashugan mahal jada brishti shite. Dashugan are the dacoids. Bad, wicked, dashu. They were blinded, unable to see anda. And now they suffered from the great rainstorm and the cold. Got cold so fast they were shivering. Poor little guys. Nityananda drohe asiache e janya. Krod Indra Bisheshi Marandhuka Diya. Realizing they had come to trouble Nityananda, the angry Indra awarded them severe punishment. Angry Indra, it says here. Kroda Indra. I guess he learned his lesson after dealing with Krishna. So he used his powers correctly this time. After some time, the Brahmana leader of these dacoits suddenly had a thought out of some good fortune. Where's Pundarik? Vidyanidhi. He went to work. There's a mistake in this book. It says, out of some good fortune. Not here. Manibhavi vipra nitananda nara nahi satya eho ishvara manusha kabu kohi. The Brahmana thought, Nityananda is not a human being. He is certainly the Supreme Lord. He can't be an ordinary man. Such a eho. He had this realization of the truth. One day he bewildered us with sleep. Egadin mohilena sabari nidraya. Nidala shahata sukarji varata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says everyone is overcome and conquered by sleep in this material world. Jeev Jago. So on a day like today, we can bust out Jeev Jago out of our sleepy consciousness. And hopefully we can do every day, but especially you can feel Nityananda's presence today. Yet one day he did this, he bewildered us. We could not understand because the influence of the illusory energy. See, it's having some realization. It even refers to the Brahman as Vipra. He's giving him some credit here, Vrindavan Das. He wasn't acting like a Brahman at all, and then not even close, but he's referred to as a Brahmana. Another day, he showed us those most wonderful soldiers. But still, we did not come to our senses. This suffering is appropriate for sinful persons like us, for we tried to plunder the Lord's wealth. We should not become like Ravana. One time in India, Prabhupada said, you have become like Ravana. Because devotees were taking servants and doing so many things. Prabhupada said, just see, you have become like Ravana. Just like one time in L.A., Prabhupada said, he was sitting back. Kavi Chandra told me the story, I believe. And in his room in L.A., Prabhupada said, yes, L.A. means luxury account. We can't really escape, neither Lord Chaitanya, especially Nityananda today, Srila Prabhupada, they're watching our moves. If we're acting as enjoyers, we won't be able anyway. We'll cheat ourselves, just like this Brahmana did, of the mercy of Nityananda by our enjoying mentality. So who can protect me from this great danger? I have no shelter other than Nityananda. Wow, he's having really good realization here. E maha sankate more. E tabhavi dvija nityanandira charan chintaya ekanta bhave loyala charan. After thinking in this way, etabhavi dvija, the Brahman meditated on and took complete shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda. So I think that we can today at least follow the footsteps of this dacoit. I mean, not too many of us here are dacoits. We have the mentality, maybe. We don't act on it. So, by meditating on his lotus feet, a charana chintile apada nahi a shek shani koti apara diro nishtar. By meditating on his lotus feet, even one who has committed millions of offenses is immediately delivered from all difficulties. Here it says, koti aparadhi, oh, nistar, he can be delivered. Not just a few aparadhis, millions, millions. Raksha raksha nittananda shi balagopal, raksha karo prabhu tumi sarva jiva pal. Oh, Nityananda, raksha raksha, protect me. Protect me, Nityananda. Oh, you are a Balagopal. Raksha koro prabhurami sarvajiva pal. Sarvajiva pal. Pal means pal. He's a maintainer, protector. Again, maintainer of all living entities. Just like Vrindavan Das Thakur says in the beginning, first verse, Ajanalam bitabujo. Kanaka Vidato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishrambaro Dvijabaro Jugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Kurunavataro. He says, Yugadharma Palo, this Gornitai are the protectors of the Yugadharma. He describes it there in the beginning of the book. Ajanalambita Bujo. Their arms, they come to the knees. He specifically describes their wonderful characteristics. Kanaka vidato, a very golden complexion. Kanaka vidato. Sankirtanaika pitaro. Sankirtanaika pitaro. They're the fathers. Ao means two of them. These two, Gornitai, both of them, they are protectors. Vande Shri Krishna Nan, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodido, Godadai Pushpavanto Chitro. They are the sun and the moon. Sun and moon. And they're protecting Yugadharma Palo, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, the father of the Sankirtan movement. So where Nityananda goes, everyone is dancing. Like those devotees were dancing 3 months. There was no eating, sleeping, just dancing in kirtan. Sometimes they get tired. Lord Chaitanya doesn't notice it. Nityananda says, hey, some people are getting tired. I think we have to stop after they're dancing for 7-8 hours in Puri. But other times, Nityananda empowers everyone to dance for weeks and days at a time. We cannot say what he'll do. He's kotuki, very tricky. Just so we don't feel like, well, how can I do that? I can't dance for 3 months. Oh Lord, if a person falls forcefully to the ground, the earth again supports him. So then the quote is here, Bhuma Skalata Padanam Bhumarivavalambanam. This verse, Bhumi, means the earth. So if one trips on the earth, so if one makes an offense to Nityananda, but the only relief is shelter at Nityananda's feet also. Bhumir eva avalambanam. Ambanam means the support. He's the support. Those who trip and fall have only the ground as a support. They trip on the earth, but the ground is also supporting. So similarly, we offend Nityananda still, he's our only shelter. In the same way, the distress of one who commits offense at your lotus feet is destroyed by remembering you. You forgive all offenses of the living entities. You bestow mercy on the fallen soul. Now this Brahman is, he's getting some realization. He's getting some real mercy here. Sarva mahapateki otomar sharan loile kandayita sangsara bandhan. If even the most sinful person takes shelter of you, he's freed from all material bondage. O Lord, you protect the living entities from the time of their birth and also the time of their death. O Lord, please protect me from this calamity today. If I survive, I will remember this lesson. Birth after birth, you are my Lord. I'm your servant. Whether I live or die, I have no other desire. Janme janma janma prabhu tumi mui tordas kiba jini jina moron e hao mor ash. Hao mor ash. Asha means aspiration, desire. I have no other aspiration, he said. All the Dacites thought like this, and they regained their eyesight. It sounds like they were blind up to a certain point. They were in very bad shape. I mean, they just finished getting whacked by all this hail and thunderstorm freezing. They were blinded, bitten by leeches and every type of, you know, scorpion, and fell into ditches, broke some of their limbs. They're like, oh. They're limping in, you know. And they're like, There was no one there to call 911, you know. Nityananda swarupera sharana prabhave jara brishti ara koro dehe nahi lage. By the influence of surrendering to Nityananda swarup, they were freed from the distress caused by the rainstorm. Shortly thereafter, the dacoits found their way and returned home, almost dead. Even after that. Sabe gari gya she mate dashugan ganga snan karilen gya she ksan. After returning home in this way, the dacoits immediately went to take bath in the Ganga. The Brahmin leader of the dacoits then came crying to the lotus feet of Nityananda. Nityananda, the Lord of the universe, was sitting, casting his merciful glance on these fallen souls. The devotees in the four directions were chanting the name of Hari, and the crest jewel of the avadutas roared in ecstasy. At that time, the great dacoit Brahmin arrived there. He raised his arms. Now he's a little revived. He wouldn't bathe in the Ganga. He raised his arms. Please protect me. And he offered obeisances. Dandabat. The hairs of his entire body stood on end. He shed incessant tears while his body trembled. Now he's experiencing the Sotigabal symptoms. He went from being a dacoit. Now he's like and shivering in ecstasy. And he's rolling on the floor. Just see. Hankar garjan niravadi kare preme bahya nahi jani vipra kare krandane. He constantly roared. Hankar, that's the same sound that Advaita Acharya was making when he was calling Avatina Kshama. He called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hankar, it's a sound like that. He thundered in ecstatic love. The Brahmin lost all external consciousness and he cried, Krandan, Krandan, Krandan. Nityananda Surupera Prabhavidekiya Apani Apani Nache Harashita Haya. While seeing the opulence of Nityananda Surup, he began to dance in joy. He was dancing in joy. He raised his arms and repeatedly called, Nityananda, deliver the fallen soul, save me, trahi bapo. Bap means father. Nityananda patita pavan, bahotule mata bole gan gan. Ganegan. Ganegan means like a cloud. Anyway, in this verse, it says, bahotule mata bole ganegan. দেখি হইলেন সবে পরমা বিস্মিতা। Everyone was struck with wonder. Nandan Bhuteshwaram, just like we had this verse. Amazing. Adbhuta Ishvara. It's not just Ishvara, this is just, but Adbhuta. Very amazing thing. Vishmita also means very amazing. They were struck with wonder. The devotees, everybody, and they saw this dacoit. This dacoit, I mean, this guy was bad. Emata dasyura keno emata charita. They thought, how could such a dacoit behave like this? Oh. I mean, and they were used to seeing Nityananda. Not used to it, but they knew Nityananda. But even they were surprised and amazed. Always newer and newer. Nityanavana vayamana. These pastimes of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, they're always increasing. Anandambudi vardhanam, pratibhadam pranamita svadhanam. Increasing ocean of love of God. It's not going down. Anandambudi vardhanaikanipano, kaivalyanistarako. The six Goswamis also, they're increasing. Anandambudi vardhanam, pratibhadam. It gives us a taste. That we always want this transcendental taste. So this is taste. Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving some taste. Someone said, Keho boli mayak ba koriya siyache kon paka koriya ba hanya deho pache. Someone said, he must be playing some trick under this pretext. He may raid the house later. They still couldn't believe it. He's just like doing this. It can't be. Someone else said, Nityananda is the deliverer of the fallen souls. By his mercy, his heart is changed. On seeing the transformations of ecstatic love in the Brahmana, Nityananda smiled and inquired from him, tell me, O Brahmana, what kind of behavior is this? I see your behavior appears most wonderful. Did you see or hear something that gave you realization of Krishna? Don't worry, you can tell me everything, frankly. Hearing the Lord's words, the fortunate Brahmana could not speak but continued to cry. He couldn't even talk. He was simply crying. Kohite na parikichu koriye krandan. You know, Vrindavan Das Thakur is a really says it nice. Na parikichu koriye krandan. He had no ability to do anything. Just cry. Gara gari jai pari sakal angane hase khande nachi gaya apane apane. He rolled on the ground. Gara gari pari sakal angane. He spontaneously laughed. Hase khande. He cried. Khande. Hase. He laughed. Hase khande. Everything. Imagine in one time. This is like the highest, some of the highest symptoms of ecstatic love that we hear about. This dacoit is exhibiting. Hasi kandi nache. He's crying, he's laughing. I mean, he couldn't imitate it. How would he know to do that? Oh yeah, I'm going to do this and later I'm going to come back and just checking, casing out the joint. Some people were thinking like that. Even the devotees were thinking, oh, you know, trust this guy. After some time, the Brahmana became pacified and he began to speak to the Lord. Oh Lord, I live in this Nadia. Although I am known as a Brahmin, my behavior is like that of a hunter, a dog eater. Chandalachar. Byara Chandalachar. I always engage in thievery. Nirantara Dushta Sangi Kori Dakachori. Parahinsa Vahijanme Ar Nahi Kori. I always engage in thievery. That'd be minimal what he does. I mean, he was a bad guy. Parahingsa. Very bad. Envy. Not just hingsa. Hingsa means envy, but parahingsa, really bad stuff. I don't think twice about doing this stuff. I'm nasty. You know, Recently we heard a story, just for fun, we'll tell the story if nobody heard the story, in Bengal, which is naturally a very nice place. No dacoits are there now. 40 dacoits got on one train, and they were, nowadays, of course, they had cell phones, and they planned the whole thing. They took over the whole train. I forget which train. They were fully armed. They even had guns and all kinds of stuff. And they robbed everybody. They took cell phones and all the jewelry. They had hundreds of cell phones and laptops. Not all the Bengalis are poor, apparently. So they got all the stuff. And then three or four of them, surrounded two people and the daughter, and they started to rape this girl. And next to them was sitting one, what was his name, Gorka. He was just got out of the army, and he was a Gorka. And they carry this knife, you know, Kokori or something. It's very dangerous. They know how to use it. So he was just dressed maybe in army clothes, but these dacoits didn't care, you know. So the girl was appealing, that you should do something. So he said, he thought, yeah, I should do something. He did something. He killed three of them right away, immediately. And the other was all running, you know. Later on, he said, and then they were all caught. All of them were caught, and everything was given back. Three of them were dead. About 10 of them were cut very badly. He got one cut. So obviously they had weapon. They didn't know how to use it. But if somebody knows how to use the weapon. So they have this type of people still. And they're doing this a lot of times. But this time they didn't do so well. And Nityananda wasn't there to save them. Maybe the others will get saved who are still alive. So this is what can happen to dacoits. And also they do very nasty things. He was given so many awards by Indian government. And he was made some officer in the army, the Gorkha. Nepali expert Kshatriyas. This is how Britain maintained their power for 150 years or whatever they had, because they had Gorkhas, they had the Sikhs under them working with them. And the people of Navadvip tremble in fear. Is it winding down? Should we have to stop? Who's in charge? The people of Navadvip tremble in fear when they see me. There's no sin I have not committed. When I saw your body was decorated with valuable ornaments, I decided to rip you off, steal them. One day I brought my band, and he starts to describe exactly what happened. Now they fell asleep the first night. Another night, we worshipped Chandi with various ingredients, and then we came with chopper, trishul. They had really bad weapons, you know. Knives and tridents. So they were ready, you know. That night we saw something so wonderful. The entire house was surrounded by soldiers. They were all as powerful as a mad elephant, decorated with garlands that reached to their knees. They always chanted the holy name of Hari as you blissfully slept in the house. Is he sleeping? He's sleeping in the ocean. Kshirabdi, ocean of milk. Or the ocean is Mahavishnu. Yet our hearts were so sinful. Toriestito natu tamo nayung she. It's described, Prahlad Maharaj says, he appears to be sleeping, but he's not sleeping. He's in the Toriestito natu tamo. He's not in tamogun. Prabhupada said this. Sleeping Mahavishnu is expansion of Nityananda. Just like we like to lie on our, you know, we go down the Ichitakni, we lie on our rubber rafts and relax, or in the ocean, swimming pool. So we try to imitate like that, but the Prabhupada said that. Imitating Nityananda. We thought that the soldiers had come from another place, so we came back, and we again came another night. But then we lost our vision on the third night. We suffered so much from thorns and leeches, insects, rainstorm and hail. We had no strength to return home. So he described the whole thing. As the Brahmin spoke, he cried loudly. Such are the pastimes of the Avadhu Dityananda Prabhu. The Brahmin said, Lord, now let me go. It is not proper for me to keep this body any longer. He wanted to drown himself in the Ganga. My only atonement should be to drown myself in the Ganga. Marimu Gangaya. On hearing the sincere words of this Brahmin, the Lord and the devotees became pleased. Nityananda Prabhu said, Brahmin, you are most fortunate. You are certainly Krishna's servant, birth after birth. Janma janma Krishnir seva kartume dodo. Otherwise, why would he bestow such mercy on you? Who other than this his servant can see such opulence? Chaitanya Goshai has appeared to deliver the fallen souls. There is no doubt about that. Listen, O Brahman, I will relieve you of whatever sins you have committed if you don't commit them again. Give up violence to others, stealing, other immoral activity. Don't ever do a thing like that again. Prabhupada said that about the Jagai Madai. He relieved them. Actually, Mahaprabhu turned like a dark color. And when he took the sins of Jagai Madai. But he also said, don't do it again. You have to gather all rogues and dacoits together and induce them to lead religious life. Dharma. Follow the Dharma. After speaking these words, Nityananda took the garland from his neck and happily gave it to the Brahmana. Everyone then chanted, Jai Jai, Maha Jai Jai Dwani Hoilo Takan Dvijero Hoilo Sarva Banda Vimochan. Everyone chanted, Jai Jai, in this way the Brahmin was relieved from all material bondage, Vimochan. The Brahmin caught hold of Nityananda's lotus feet and he shed tears and lamented with great humility. Oh hey, Prabhu Nityananda Pataki Pavan Mui Patakire Deha Charane Sharan. Oh Nityananda Prabhu, deliver the fallen. Please give this sinful person shelter at your lotus feet. Nityananda Prabhu, the ocean of mercy, then placed his feet on the Brahmin's head. Having received the Lord's lotus feet on his head, all the Brahmin's offenses were nullified. By the influence of the Brahmin, all sorts of dacoits took shelter of Lord Chaitanya and led religious life. They gave up all their violence and immoral activity and behaved like great saintly persons. They all chanted the name of Hari hundreds and thousands of times and became expert in devotional service. They were intoxicated with love for Krishna and constantly chanted Krishna's names. Nityananda Prabhu was such an ocean of mercy. Karuna Sagar. Nityananda Prabhu, Hena Karuna. Where can you find Hena? There's no such, this Hena word means Hena. No such, you cannot equal. The shelter of the Supreme Lord was not easily attainable in other incarnations, but Nityananda always induced everyone to surrender to Lord Chaitanya. Any Brahmana who does not accept Nityananda's Sarup is counted among the thieves and rogues. Whoa. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says, you ready? Almost?
Almost.
Okay. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says here in this purport, even if the topmost Brahmana endowed with humility and knowledge does not accept subordination to Nityananda Sarup, then that foolish Brahmana is welcomed by rogues and thieves as one of their own. Whoa. Or Sri Nityananda includes him in the category of rogues and thieves. The transformations of ecstatic love desired by the best of the yogis, like shedding tears, shivering, hairs standing on end, and roaring. Anyone here like to roar? Standing hairs in the end and roaring were achieved by even thieves and rogues. Such was the potency of Nityananda Sarup. Dacite is Hindi word for what we know as plunder, thieves. Actually, a lot of these Bengali words also, like thug, tog, or dui. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gana Karma Tago Dui. What's the rest of that? Tago Dui, E Pratara More Loi. These two thugs, Gana, he says, they're like thugs. A thug is a dacoit, more or less, a variety. In English, we have this word, thugs, but it's a Bengali word. The Bhaktivinoda says, Gana Karma Tago Dui. These two thugs, Gana and Karma, they take me to the ocean and they push me down. Yeah. Drowning me in the ocean of material world. B- Baja baja bhai heno prabhu nitananda jahara prasade pai prabhu gora chandra. Oh brothers, just worship Nitananda Prabhu, by whose mercy one can attain Lord Gora Chandra. One who hears the topics of Nitananda Prabhu will attain the lotus feet of Gora Chandra. Anyone who hears these topics of delivering the dacoits will see Nitananda and Lord Chaitanya. Dashu gana mochan jay chitta diashone Nitananda Chaitanya deki beshe jane. Hena mate Nitananda paramakautuke viharena baya paramananda suke. In this way, Nitananda fearlessly and happily enjoyed his pastimes. Tobe Nitananda sarva parishada sange prati grame grame brahme kirtanira range. Thereafter, Nitananda, in the company of his associates, went from village to village and performed blissful kirtan. Haribo. Okay, that's thus ends. Any comments? I don't know. Ready? The microphone?
There is a verse that you quoted at the beginning when Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda to Bengal. And in that purport...
Nityananda? Yeah, oh yeah.
In that purport, Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta saying that the Sahajiyas say that, Prakriti Sahajiyas say that Lord Chaitanya sent Nityananda to Bengal to get married and procreate children.
Yeah, right.
But no, with their mentality, they are going to hell. No, we don't follow the Prakriti Sahajiyas or the professional reciters. We know that Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And also you said some glorification of Chaitanya Charitamrita at the beginning. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that if there is a global flood and you can take only three books with you, you take the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. However, if you can carry only two books, you can leave the Bhagavad Gita behind. And if you can carry only one book, you can leave the Bhagavatam behind. But in no circumstance, you can leave the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita behind.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't like to leave Chaitanya Bhagavat behind either. And a few other things. Prabhupada's conversations, lectures, bhajans. Anything else? Okay. Abhishek. Gornita. Thank you.